Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in here on a Monday, 7 o'clock hour, 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Dust.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steve Mack with you all here on this Monday morning. Short week, fellas.
That's right.
We're only here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, no work. And then back at it on the following Monday. Are the Chiefs playing yet? I'm kidding. Royals off today. Tomorrow it is, we got what, Texas?
Out to the Rangers.
Rangers.
Padres.
Dodgers.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Well.
It'll be a fun one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
Yeah, I'll be I'll be locked in for sure. I won't go anywhere because, you know, unlike Randy Quaid in Major League.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah.
That'll be you. Yeah.
I'm not going to be there physically, but I will be there, you know, watching every night. But rough weekend for the boys in blue. Swept by the A's, swept by the Yankees, 0-6 on the homestand. Offense is completely dissipated.
It's tough. Worse than that storm in February, man. This thing is dissipated in a big way, and they've lost 22 of 32 as well. I mean, when you really, you know, factor it all out, they've lost 22 of their last 32 games. And so, you mentioned the boos at the K, and they were raining down yesterday, and rightfully so. Fans are not happy, and I think fans are not happy because we were told, and I'm part of the problem. I'll admit, I'm part of the problem. When I came back from spring training, everybody down there was saying, we're a playoff team. That was their expectation, right? They expect to be a playoff team. Hey, look, they told us that as well, right? It wasn't just me relaying the message. They were saying it as well. And so when fans hear we're going to be a playoff team, well, that's our expectation. Our expectation going into the season was this was going to be a playoff team, right? Raise your hand if you had that expectation. All of us, right? Undefeated, 3-0 right here, right? And I think most fans kind of felt that way. Coming off what they did last year, let's build on this thing, mm-hmm. right? And see where ultimately we can go. And it's not going in the right direction right now. They're not hitting. It doesn't look like there's an end in sight, if you will, for this this organization when it comes to hitting. And I think what we need to find is a way to get the bats moving again. And I don't know what that is. I don't know. Team meetings don't work. Firing hitting coaches may or may not work. Whatever they decide to do to try to move this thing forward, you just can't stay pat because that's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. But the booing is good because how many years have Royals fans truly had expectations for this ball club in our lifetimes, right? Was it you that was talking to me the other day, or maybe it was Alex as we were headed to the BMA event on Saturday when we were in the Uber? He said to me, he goes, this is only like the second time in our lifetime where we've had expectations for the Royals. And I'm like, well, for me, technically probably the third time, because, you know, I date back to like the 70s and 80s because I'm old enough. But for most fans, this is only the second time in our lifetimes that we've had true expectations for this team. And so fans feel let down, and rightfully so. They are being let down. They thought this was going to be a playoff team, and it's been anything but, from an offensive standpoint, a playoff team so far in 2025. Still got some time to go, some moves to be made. But I think right now, when I heard those boos yesterday, Kaufman say, I'm like, good. Number one, they deserve them. And number two, fans' expectations are higher now. This isn't a 100-loss Royals ball club. Fans expect more.
I think it's tough because, like Alex said, I think we had expectations in 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Last year, I think there were expectations once you got the season started, but not preseason.
Right, not preseason.
And then, of course, this year, I'd say at least four times you have expectations.
Well, I think he's talking more eras, you know.
In our life, in my lifetime. And I think the worst part is when the entire town knows who the hitting coach's name is.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows the name Alex Zumwalt.
Yeah, you don't want to be known if you're the hitting coach.
Everybody knows that. And look, I'm not going to say it's the same situation, but I remember at one point, and maybe I'm wrong here, and if I am, feel free, but at one point there was no issue with Bob Sutton. And then it was like a couple years got into it, and all of a sudden it's like, this defense terrible.
Well, because everybody got old and nobody adapted.
And then we found out, once they got rid of Bob Sutton, people started to talk, right? And they would say, well, he didn't do any halftime adjustments. He just expects us to go out there and do our job. There was this sort of lackadaisical. Now, to be fair, you might have gotten the greatest defensive coordinator of all time as his replacement. Plus, you brought in Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, you brought in players.
Followed by Justin Reed, and you got other guys. But there was still that message that got out once that person was out. And I'm not saying that I know anything that goes on with the tactics or the strategies of hitting, but I do know that something's not going right. And the last time they changed the hitting coach, the same things that are happening are still happening. The lack of offensive production and the lack of home runs. They're not doing either one. The top prospect in your organization has now played 12 games. He's hitting .213. His slash line is .229, .255, .484, 0 home runs, 2 RBIs, 10 strikeouts. And a lot of people have said, you don't want to have, you know, this guy get flooded with information that maybe he's, you know, not getting in the right sort of way. And Bobby Witt Jr. is struggling. The runs are struggling. This is one of those things where when things are this bad, somebody tends to, you know, get the axe.
Right.
And it's not going to be the manager. I mean, for God's sakes, he was up for manager of the year last year.
Well, and that's an interesting one because there's a lot of people wanting Q fired, right?
Correct.
And sometimes you take a step back. Like, look at Andy Reid's second year here in Kansas City. They didn't win 10 games. They weren't a playoff team. They went from 11-5 to 9-7, missed the playoffs, and then took off from there. Sometimes you take that step back before you move forward.
And I think the other thing about this is sometimes I do believe this, that when shakeups happen, things change. I don't know who would become the new hitting coach, but when they fired Terry Bradshaw and promoted Zumwalt up to the spot, the reason, again, that I told you is that the two big points were lack of offensive production and lack of home runs. There's still a lack of offensive production, and there's still a lack of home runs. Dead last in the league in home runs, mm-hmm. bottom three in runs produced, and probably lead the league in runners stranded in scoring position. I would almost guarantee, I don't know if that stat is accurate, but I bet if they're not one, they're two. And the thing that's crazy about it is that, you know, the reason I think that you say the Boos are good is because this team is the one that said they're a playoff
team. That's right. They
said it. And right now, they're not a playoff team. And sometimes fans let you know it. And I also think that when people boo it, it's because they care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because it'd be a lot more deafening to me if it was just silence and everybody left and it was like, oh, you expected this. You're booing because you didn't expect this.
Right.
And I think that pressing is happening from all of the top of everybody's position. I think there's, you know, pulling Cameron, you're second guessing it. Let the kid pitch. You're not putting in Zerpo, you're putting in this guy. You're going with matchups. This guy faces righty's good. This guy faces lefty. Go with what's getting you success. And they're not doing that. Like, Urseg was not there. It was, you know, Schreiber or whoever. It was Schreiber. And then he gives up the two-run homer. And then it's, you know, Zerpa's been your best pitcher in June. Then that doesn't work out. And we'll talk to Vern today at 8 o'clock. And, you know, there are things that need to be fixed with this team if they're going to get back into that picture, which I believe they're 2.5-3 games out of the last wild card spot. But now you essentially have to jump teams and hope they lose and hope you used to keep winning, because when they won those, what, 18 out of 20 games, the one thing you had to say to yourself is, okay, now you can't lose 11 out of 12.
Yeah.
And they're doing that.
They lost 22 out of 32.
Yeah. So, and that's just not good. And there's either a message that needs to be changed, a shakeup that needs to be changed. I think it could happen today. I don't know that to be a fact, but I the text line says we're, you know, a losing road trip away from Rob calling this team washed.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good text by the text line. I stumbled upon this comment from the Nationals manager yesterday, and I thought it really applies to us and what we're going through here. And it's about the hitting coaches and the regular coaches and all the coaches on the team.
Never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes, you know, they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. You know, these coaches, you know, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, you know, sometimes, you know, and the players know. Sometimes, you know, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
All good stuff, and he'll probably be fired over those comments because the players are going to look at him and go, hang on a second. You just threw all of us under the bus while defending your coaches. I get that. That's what coaches do. They will defend each other. He says never on coaches. I disagree with some of that, obviously.
I disagree with a lot of it.
Always about the players. Yes, the players do have to play. I understand that. But your job as the coach is to put the players in the best possible positions to be successful. Mm. And if you're giving them all this information, as he talked about, and it's not necessary, and it's just clouding their minds and clouding their judgment and confusing them, stop giving them that information. Stop giving them that stuff. And for the Royals right now, I don't know if Alex Zumwalt's a good hitting. What the hell do I know about it? They were good last year. They're not good this year. Is it the hitting coach? Is it the players? I mean, yeah, it's like, did he used to be a player, a pitcher? Mm. Sometimes it's good. good to have that kind of perspective. I think sometimes it's good to have like your defensive coordinator tell your offense what they're doing wrong. You know,
yeah, I bet Bill Belichick inside the building. Told Brady a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm sure he tried to. I'm not necessarily off on that one a little bit, but what I am off about is, are you giving the players what they want? Because again, I think we get too in the weeds with a lot of the information, and they say there, we give them all the information. Stop giving people information. Just tell them to go play baseball. And that's where you have to go. So from the Royals perspective, you got a hitting coach right now where everybody's failing at the same thing, and that's hitting with people on base. So when you have everybody failing at the same thing, to me, that is a systemic thing. You got to figure out why that's happening. And if it's because it's the hitting coach, then he needs to move on the dusty trail. No pun intended.
Hey. Text line from that audio, the Nationals manager. Fire whoever that is.
Yeah, well, he's getting fired.
Next one says, Nats manager sounds like someone about to be getting canned.
Yeah. It ain't about the coaches. It's these players. They all suck.
And then
you're gone.
And then Rob's up. On the text line, that's the definition of wash.
I tell you what, Carrington, this Nationals team is washed.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll keep you posted and all of that sort of thing. Plus, we can get into some texts that you, the fans, think that we could use.
I can't wait to hear some of these.
But to pivot, as Ross once said in an episode of Friends, we pivot to the Kansas City Chiefs because we are 81 days away. 81 days away from the first official real NFL game, according to the NFL schedule release. We get into that and Mac's burning question on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Jumping right back into things here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn glad to have you on a Monday. Going to be a scorcher out there. Feels like a good sub sandwich night.
Oh, that's the type of too hot to cook type of night. Yeah. So listen to this. I'm going to run this by you. Tell me if I'm wrong. Last night we went out for some Thai food for Father's Day, right?
Mm.
And everybody had rice left over. So I packed up all the rice. I'm like, fried rice. Got to use the leftover rice from the Thai restaurant as the fried rice.
Okay.
No?
I'm okay with it. Yeah. As everybody ate out of all, but you're all family.
Yeah, we're all family. Cares? Who cares? It's the kids to be on the hot, you know.
Our old PD John was at the BMA.
Yeah.
And he went and he asked me, he goes, what do you want to drink? And I was like, just a Miller Lite. Oh, okay.
That's a good John. I mean, like that right there, that was a really good John.
And of course, he had to drink like the IPA.
Right.
And I go,
he's put on a few pounds.
And I said, let me see that. I go, you mind if I try it? And he goes, yeah, sure. And I took it and I took a swig. He goes, oh, he goes, normally people just smell it and they say, oh, yeah, that's a good beer. I guess you went all in. And he like took the river out.
Of course he did.
So funny. But no, it was a good weekend. Hope you had a good Father's Day weekend with your dad, yourself, and all your kids.
Yeah.
JJ Spahn had one hell of a Father's Day weekend as well. But
boy, I'll tell you, did you hear his day yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it in one word.
Take it away, Mac. One word, huh?
Yes, here in about 10 minutes, we'll get to one word.
We got to talk of Chiefs. We got a question. Yeah.
We got 81 days.
Hunk of burning love. Will anybody on the Chiefs fall as good as Jerry Anselmo fell the other night at Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
I can show it to you.
Send me the video, please. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, all I've seen is Jen's dance, which was just fantastic. No she wonder she won it. Best performance. Yeah.
I mean, how good was that backflip, right?
Seriously, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah.
81 days, 83 days till our first Sunday, 80 days till the first game, Cowboys-Eagles. But
no, the NFL isn't recognizing
right,
it. I'm going to continue to say that. The first game they recognize is the Chiefs game.
So today I ask you my burning Chiefs question, 81 days out until we're finally back to our wonderful football. Who's the most underrated player of this Chiefs dynasty?
Okay, I'm going to go first with this one.
Great.
And I'll see how you guys react. Frank Clark.
What, he was there for two of them?
Yeah.
Three total?
He brought some of that swagger back
for sure.
To the team. He was getting after it. And in that first Super Bowl run when he was here, like, that dude was making plays in every game to finish games off. He was outstanding in that first run to the Super Bowl. He was great. Like, he was fantastic. So for me, I don't think Frank Clark's ever going to get the love that Frank Clark deserves for coming in here quick, you know, hit it and quit it type of guy, but gave us what we needed at that time. So I'm going to go with Frank Clark on mine.
I'm going to get roasted for this.
All right.
I'm sure. But hear me out. Harrison Butker.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
I know that you might have opinions about who he is as a person, but as a player is who I'm talking about. The 13-second game doesn't happen if he pipes that 40-plus yard field goal. He hit, you know, the record-breaking longest field goal in Super Bowl history. And then there's just been times where you've watched teams that you played, like San Francisco, who drafted that kid out of Michigan, who had not missed a field goal the entire year and missed an extra point. That screwed them into losing that Super Bowl more than you think. And I think for a lot of times, I look at Harrison Butker a lot like I look at Wade Davis. He's not Hosmer. He's not Moose. He's not Salvi. He's not Kendrys Morales. He doesn't move the needle for a lot of people. But Wade Davis, at the end of the day, was your closer. He was a guy that you could just be like, oh, 17's going out there, two middle fingers, see you later. Oh, we only have to go 40 yards with Mahomes' arm and Butker's leg. Again, I know there's people that you watch your games with that will say that, but it's just, it's so, I think, undervalued how consistent he's been during this dynasty. Now the best field goal kicker in the game. I don't know if we consider him as clutch of a player in this dynasty that most people, because again, you go back to the Royals analogy with Wade Davis, Hosmer, Moose, Kane, Salvi, all those guys, Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones, McDuffie, Bolton, guys like that. And then it's like, well, what about Butker? We're not here without him.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all.
No.
I'll go one step further and I'll say this. Harrison Butker, when it's all said and done, quite possibly may be the best athlete at his job in Kansas City sports history.
Mac?
I don't know about that, but he's amazing. He's incredible.
Who's better at what they
Patrick
do than
Mahomes?
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not better than what Harrison Butker does. Harrison Butker is almost perfect.
I mean, Mahomes' moments outweigh Butker's because of, you know, the probability of, you know, hitting a 60-yard pass down the field with two guys on a guy is probably a lot harder to do than hit a 40-yard field.
I don't know, man.
From a physical standpoint, I can see where you're coming from. But, like,
the guy's, like, 80% on field goals.
But how many kickers have we seen make the – Vinatieri did it.
But how many kickers do we see miss and you have to sweat it out? It's like having a bad closer. You know?
Who's getting them in that position to kick the field goal?
Right. And not only that, but how many quarterbacks have we seen, you know, in those situations just absolutely have no life, no sort of anything? And with Mahomes, you're like – I mean, look, again, you're a dynasty for this reason because you have one of the best kickers of all time in the NFL and one of the best quarterbacks all time in the NFL, and you parlay that together – that's a match made in heaven. That's like having a starting rotation. You can go three runs allowed, maybe not, maybe less, and you can give it to your closer in the ninth inning. And there's, you know, it one doesn't survive without the other. Mahomes doesn't put Butker in the situation, and Butker doesn't give Mahomes the opportunity to be the hero without making the kick.
Right.
Mahomes doesn't give Butker the opportunity without making the throw.
How many games is Mahomes not a hero? And if Butker misses those field goals too, I mean, like, I think, look, man, we've seen kickers in the NFL come and go, and we're lucky. I mean, fortunate that
we got
this guy.
But the answer to your take is Mahomes, for sure. I mean, look how many years Alex Smith was there. We're like, man, if we just had a guy.
Yeah.
And Butker was there with Alex Smith.
Yes.
And you look at, you know, Mahomes, you're like, now we got the guy. Now Butker's like, yeah, we got the guy. Like,
no pressure for me.
Right.
Yeah. But no, there's a lot of pressure on him because if you miss kicks, then you blow Mahomes' legacy.
you're going to get a good opportunity every time.
Yeah, whereas he's hitting the 35-yarder for the game winner instead of being like, hey, man, you got to go hit this 45-yarder for a winner.
Yeah.
Glad I have Mahomes.
But he still hits him every time. 80,000 fans watching you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough to do what he does.
Yeah, and I think it's a good answer because we do take it for granted, right? We've seen, you know, you mentioned the overtime PAT or against the 49ers. Of course, Tyler Bass. In the playoffs a couple years ago. I mean, kickers miss all the time. Yeah,
I mean, we still talk about Lynn Elliott, for God's sakes.
Yes.
I mean, so.
I was there. First Chiefs game ever.
Oh, it's a bad
playoff
beat.
Loss.
It's a bad beat.
I've just been a curse my entire life.
Jerick McKinnon would be my answer. Best pass blocker running back that we've had in this dynasty. He could get it done in the run game, get it done in the
Mitch
pass
Holtis
game.
This weekend?
No, that was Samaje Perine that he loves.
I love Perine too. But yeah, on a third and
so
five.
So you did hang out with Mitch this weekend.
Yeah,
nice.
Of course, me and Mitch. McKinnon out in the flat was just breaking tackles. He was He was always there for when you needed it. Injuries in the running back room, you knew McKinnon would step up. The latter half of the season, there'd always be a touchdown frenzy for McKinnon. Wow, McKinnon scored in 5 straight games.
Yeah, that one year where he scored in like 8 games in a row or something crazy like that. Like, damn.
I think that's my answer, and I think if I were to get spicy, I'd say Bob Sutton.
Give me more on that.
I don't think this dynasty happens if he doesn't get fired.
Okay.
And I think that's extremely underrated.
So it's the reverse effect.
It's the kind of the spicy hot take Bob Sutton thing. But yeah, I think if you're just going players, I think McKinnon just didn't get talked about a lot.
But see, the Chiefs did it right when they fired Bob Sutton. They fired everybody else on defense too. It wasn't like firing the hitting coach and now go do something different, right?
No, they cleaned house.
Yeah, like that worm with the stick, like do something different. Like, yeah, they cleaned house, right? And that's kind of what you have to do. If you're going to throw the coach out, you've got to throw the players out as well if they're not producing. And the Chiefs did that, made a lot of hard decisions that year.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't get Steve Spagnuolo. So, I mean, it's obvious.
Yep.
Text line number one winner for most underrated player of the dynasty, Nick Bolton. He was a fumble away from winning Super Bowl MVP.
I know.
See a lot of Damian Williams, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that answer. I love Damian Williams.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit either, man.
Text line 913, my son's first game was the 13-second game. Told him it's all downhill from here.
Imagine that being the first NFL game you've ever gone to.
That's the equivalent of like your first time playing golf, you get a hole-in-one. You're like,
No, it's like going to a Royals game and it's the wild card game. Oh. Like that's your first baseball game, right? Or Gordo game one hitting the home run. Great tribute to Alex Gordon over the weekend. The 13-second game, that's your first venture at the Arrowhead. You see that in person.
I think I'm good going to any more games.
I'm done.
Or now you're the kid that gets brought to every game. Hey, remember when you took Scotty to the game? They won 13 seconds. You got to bring your son.
Maybe the best football game I've ever watched. Yeah, it was incredible. What a way to start your.
I don't know, man. That Super Bowl in overtime against San Francisco. Yeah.
It's up there.
Damn good too. Like you just can't pick one from this run. That's the thing. It's like they're not boring games. Every game is thrilling.
I think the best game I watched was the one that they didn't win. In LA.
Oh, the 55-54 one. That was unbelievable, man.
54-51. Yep. First time ever a team scored more than 50 points in a loss.
Yeah, I mean
that was the end of Bob Sutton that game. Right,
100%.
That was. I mean, we were all at Harris for that game because that's when we were doing things. I think it was turn two, the sports bar up there at Harris. So we were doing a watch party, and there are hundreds
of people.
Barely
allowed in the building.
I know that back in those days. Mm-hmm. But the place was packed. It was so much fun watching that game with a group of people just back and forth.
Yeah.
And
not only that, the scene was beautiful. They were in the yellows. We were in the whites, whites, and it was supposed to be played in Mexico City, but Shakira concert messed it up.
That's right.
And then it was just like. There's a touchdown. There's a touchdown. Oh. There's a touchdown. You're like, wait, this is Jared Goff, right? Yes. Like, this is the Rams. And it was, man, that game was awesome. I know they lost,
so
but, I mean, you just never stopped. It was, then the next day was, well, I just think they scored too quick. Like, okay,
fine. I've never been a score too quick guy. Just get out there and take care of business, man. There's no guarantees you're going to score slower.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Real quick from the text line, from the 816, my daughter's first game was the Kadarius Toney offsides Bill game. I told her it's all uphill from here. I kid. I added that last part.
That's really good.
Dan Sorensen coming in on underrated player, that dynasty question.
I don't disagree with that. Dan's always going to be that guy, but he saved the day against the Cleveland Browns in the playoffs.
And the Houston Texans.
I would also say an underrated person in the Chiefs dynasty would be that guy with the butthole on his chin that was the coach of the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Bill O'Brien. Yeah. He can blow his nose and wipe his ass at the same time.
Yeah.
Him going for that fake punt, that might have done it.
Tell you what did it for him. Kicking that field goal was up 24-0 instead of trying to go up 28-0 at that point.
And then after going for it on fourth down. So you won't go for it on fourth and inches and field goal, but you're going to go for it on your own side.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
And gone.
And Bill O'Brien now coaching Boston College.
One word on the Royals weekend.
Sad.
Okay.
Embarrassing.
Yep.
If you're getting booted home, it sucks.
That's right.
When everybody knows your hitting coach's name, first and last, not good. 0-6 at home against the Yankees and a team that has not even 30 wins in the A's. Got outplayed. And got outscored. It's disappointing, embarrassing, sucks, terrible, because I love baseball. I love it. I'll watch every game. And here we are, you know, at the point of the season where it's an off day and everybody's, you know, glued to, you know, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you've lost
22 of 32. It's not just a normal off day. You've lost 22 of your last 32 games. Can't hit to save your life with runners on base. Something's got to give.
Yeah, come to Jesus moment for this team. One word on Alex Gordon Hall of Fame. Friday,
inducted. Emotional. Like, he's up there praising Dayton, which I thought was beautiful. Everybody thought praising Alex was awesome. Hearing everybody's stories about Alex Gordon, how awesome he is. Like, that put a bow on everything, man. That was awesome to see.
Surreal. This, I know I'm getting old in life. I tweeted this out. I was at Gordon's debut, and I was at Gordon's Hall of Fame induction.
That's wild, yeah.
That's cool.
April 12, 2007, he was a debut Royal, and the video they did was, I mean, we stopped and watched it, and man, the chills. And here's how the video started. Familia's pitch, here it is, and it shows Gordon swinging, and it stopped, and it went to black. And then his mom came on the screen, and she's like, Alex just always loved baseball. Aww. And it started as a kid all the way to Nebraska. And then they brought up his home debut, and they showed Gordo sitting there like, gosh, I just can't get the thing out of here. And then the video ends with the crack of the bat and him holding up the finger against
Let's go.
I mean, if you're not feeling that, dude.
Yeah, that's
and,
a
then,
on,
and,
yeah.
and then it was just, and he still got it, dude. Just jacked as all hell.
He looked great.
I mean,
he still looks good.
He looks good.
You know, I see him awesome. With the J every once in a while with the kids. He's out there coaching baseball and doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, but that statue is going to look really good at the new stadium in Washington Square Park. I'll tell you, man. Like, the statue of him with the finger up, that's going to be awesome.
That's not 119.
Well, yeah. We'll see where it ends up.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be in the Northland.
Okay, U.S. Open yesterday. First, I want to play this J.J. Spahn on you of the clinching putt. He could have had, right, two more putts to make it in to win instead.
No, I think I'll just beat him now.
And then he just does it.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it.
There you
two
go,
putts.
Vance.
Two putts to make it. How about one? And his day didn't start at the tournament. It actually started going to CVS at 3 a.m. because his daughter was throwing up, and it ended with him winning the U.S. Open on Father's Day. It's a pretty dad day, if you ask me. One word on J.J. Spahn winning the U.S. Open.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Like, I've never heard of this guy before. That putt was insane.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, Victor Hovland gave him the read.
I mean, my God, that was awesome.
It was like, so cool.
Like, when you see athletes do that, that's why you love sports. There's not one of us listening or talking right now that could do that, right? That's why you love sports. When you see guys do things that you know you can never do, that dude yesterday with that putt after being up at 3 a.m. at CVS, good job out of you being a
Heck
dad,
yeah.
man.
It was awesome. It was clutch. It was, the word I use is plums. Right, Hovland hit the same shot going in the green, just was a little bit further out. He gave him the putt. He gave him the read. It was still insane. People don't probably get into golf as much as it maybe I do, but it was on there as a stat. He was 5 over through the first 6 holes.
Yesterday or on Thursday? Yesterday.
5 over through the first 6 holes. Had one of the most unfortunate shots you'll ever see in golf. Hit the flag stick on the bounce, and it sucked all the way back off the green. And into that crucial rough. And I do think, if I have time to play this,
yep.
Terrell Hatton's response to watching it live while being interviewed was great.
Nice, hold it.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
What do you think he's feeling right now?
In shock.
Yeah. In shock.
What do you think he's feeling? How the hell do I know? I'm sitting here talking to you.
No, that was great, man. That's what that tournament's all about. That was one of the best U.S. Opens we've ever seen, in my opinion.
Did somebody destroy the clubhouse?
I don't know. I mean, everybody got the hell out of there since they got out of Oakmont. That place was... If you watch the Instagram video, please follow us on Instagram, TheFan965. They asked me my opinion. I said, no red numbers. Lots of frustration, lots of club. You saw Rory throw his club against the bag, and then it like ricocheted back, and he caught it. Rory still doesn't want to talk to the media because he doesn't need to feel like he needs to. That's a whole other topic and another topic.
Did he not talk again?
No, he did.
Wyndham Clark allegedly beat up the locker room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, didn't let Sam Burns have a replayable lie. He was, stuck in a puddle of water. That was an issue. The U.S. Open once again wins. The players lose with frustration.
Yeah.
But, yeah, $4.3 million putt for one J.J. Spahn on Father's
Good
Day.
Good for him.
Is there a name that corresponds to their sport more than Wyndham Clark?
Walter Pennington.
Walter Pennington, yes. I mean, Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you're a golfer. Yeah, we knew that. Once you came out of the womb and they christened you Wyndham, we knew you were destined to putt. Way to go, Wyndham. Beat up the locker room.
I got two here that I'm choosing in between, but I'm going to go. We already talked about Shohei starting, so I'm going to go with this a little bit more. It's just more fun. One word on this trash fan. This is a Red Sox fan at the Red Sox game. In her gear, every time Aaron Judge goes up to bat, she puts on a Yankee robe. A Yankee Aaron Judge robe.
So she's a
robe.
Red Sox fan, but when Aaron Judge bats, she roots for Aaron Judge.
Yes.
She's a fraud. Fraud is what I'm going to use. No self-respected Red Sox fan would ever root for anybody on the Yankees, and no self-respecting Yankee fan would ever root for anybody on the Red Sox, just like no respected KU fan would ever root for anybody from Missouri.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean,
you
that'd be like
that.
That'd be like wearing a Chiefs hat, but when Josh Allen's on offense, you put a Josh Allen jersey on.
Why are you talking about Mac like that?
Come
ew.
On.
Ew.
Yeah. How about Burrow's hair? One word.
Fake.
Mane.
Is it fake?
Yeah, it's fake.
You think it's AI?
Is it
AI?
Yeah, I looked it up. Yeah, I went on down a deep dive because Hannah was like, no way, because she's obviously
He looks like he took the high ground. That's an Anakin Skywalker joke.
I don't know what that was.
I don't like sand. Funny. It gets in places and it's gritty or whatever that line is that he says in that scene.
That sounds like my mother.
You're much better looking in person. Yeah. Thank you.
Very nice compliment. Thank you.
Bob just goes, jeez, Mom, he's been here 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But no, I mean, it's...
I had one person years ago tell me, and this is when I first started radio, she goes, you sound thinner on the air.
What?
That's not a compliment.
I went to Jen's mom and I just said, do you think I could make it at West Point? She goes, you better believe it. Two guys wore costumes on the sidelines or the court side of an NBA game. It was Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith, but it was put on two Dumb and Dumber outfits. We get into that a little bit here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Matt Morey, Justin Leggins with you. Heck of a weekend, U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn, winner. And then from the 479, Dusty, do we take the Royals to make the playoffs at plus 370? Why not? Why not?
I mean,
stay locked
like
in.
Money?
If you're going to throw $10 on it, it's going to entertain you for the rest of the summer? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right.
10 to win 37 or 20 to win
64?
70 something. No, it'd be more than 74.
Yeah, 37, 74. 74, yeah.
Why not? Have a little fun. Because it's only they can only play better, I think. I mean, this has got to be the bottom of the barrel. You would hope.
Hope.
What'd you say, 22 of 32?
They've lost 22 of 32, yes.
So there was a picture of two guys at the Oklahoma City and Indianapolis game. The Pacers and Thunder were playing. Two guys were courtside. One was wearing an all-blue suit. The other one was wearing an all-orange suit, paying homage to Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had giant fatheads around their necks on their suits. One was wearing a Stephen A. face. The other was wearing a Kendrick Perkins face.
And these guys were sitting courtside. So, like, ESPN could not hide these people, right?
It's awesome. They tried to, but they could not.
Every shot they were in.
Yes.
It was wonderful. It was fantastic. I'm like, that is really good to see these fans on the sidelines wearing the Dumb and Dumber outfits with Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins around their neck. I ask you guys, who is your true dumb and dumber in sports right now? And it doesn't have to be related, right? It doesn't have to be two NBA or two NFLs or two MLBs or anything like that. Who are your true dumb and dumbers in sports right now?
Right off the top of my head, I'm thinking...
That's like horseradish.
Him and then maybe Aaron Rodgers?
No, that's a good combination.
That's a good dumb and dumber, maybe. Yeah. I know it's both the NFL, but that's just immediately, boom, what came to my mind.
Those are the two that come to your mind. See, a lot of the times we overthink things, and sometimes your gut instinct is right, and you just think of something right away, and you go with it. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, you don't need to ponder it and try to think about it. And they got half of mine, and the other half, for me, Cincinnati Bengals, with the way that they're handling their players right now.
Great one.
So they're part of the dumb and dumber bunch. But I'm also going to put Stephen A. Smith on that list. Mm. And I do like Stephen A. Smith. However, comma, as they like to say, you can't be caught playing solitaire. Like Stephen A. Smith right now can't be caught doing anything than what he's supposed to be doing job-wise, because everybody's ready to pounce for whatever reason on Stephen A. Smith. And so I'll put him on there for playing that solitaire the other night, because that truly was a little ridiculous. Like, I've never seen it like this, where everybody just loves inside the NBA and they want nothing to do with this ESPN crew.
Seriously.
And it's like, just give us inside the NBA. Just give us Charles. Just give us Shaq. Get rid of these folks on TV. Give us the good players. And so you got to do everything you possibly can to get into the good graces of the viewer. And playing solitaire the other night, I don't care if it was during a break, which it wasn't, not a good look for Stephen A. Smith. Everybody's watching every move.
Yeah, trash talking games that you're not even watching, not necessarily the best look.
Yes.
That's
exactly
that
right. This team sucks. This team's no. You're playing solitaire. How do you know?
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Yeah.
What about you, Dusty?
Russell Wilson comes to my mind as one.
Unlimited.
And then I think, from like a humorous standpoint, Jameis Winston.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's a good dumb and dumber duo, yeah.
Right? Like, what? And they're actually on the same team.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, and you look at it and you're like, because you think, like, Jameis Winston, which one would he be? Like, you know, like, what is this? A briefcase full of IOUs? Yeah. It's just as good as the real thing, you know? Aspen, Colorado? Like, yeah, we're in the Rockies. You tell me this whole time you had two pairs of gloves? That, to me, is where Jameis Winston would kick it. And then just, like, the dumb part of it, just like Russell Wilson. But, yeah, I don't know. It's God, man, that combination in New York, I can't wait for it. And then you throw Scataboo in there, Jackson Dart's in there.
Like, it's
Brian Daboll's like, what the hell do I do to deserve this?
Malik Nabers,
yeah. A lot of personalities and whatnot.
Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
He's there. Like,
didn't even mention him.
Yeah, number one draft pick.
Seriously.
Well, nobody's mentioning the number one draft picks other than, you know, Travis Hunter dancing.
You guys know Cam Ward went number one overall.
I heard that somewhere, yeah. I had no idea. Binkley will talk to us later in the week.
No doubt.
I think the Bengals
here,
is
actually.
Yeah, he's already here. I think the Bengals is a great one, though, Bob. That they are the...
Well, didn't they say that Trey Hendrickson's conversations had started back up?
Started back
resumed.
Up. Yeah,
resumed.
Yeah, but they could also end very fast, too. All right, we're starting this back up. Yeah, we're still like it. All right, we're out. Yeah, we'll see you later.
And Trey Hendrickson signed 5-year deal, $75, $80 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or I guess he'll probably want Chris Jones money, right? He'll want like $90 million.
Yeah, he'll want that,
for 5 years.
The sub Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, he wants to be right below those guys.
And what are they making?
I mean, Micah Parsons just broke the bank. But I have to go look up. I mean, Garrett did too recently. I have to go look it up.
And who led the NFL in sacks last 2 years?
Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you lead the league in sacks at 17 and a half or whatever it was for two consecutive years.
816 says Mike Florio is both dumb and dumber with his Chiefs takes.
That's fair. That is definitely fair on that. Again, I don't like him for his Chiefs takes, but for his legalese stuff and like when he gets in the weeds of a lot of things with football, he's got really good information and a good perspective. But, you know, I think he's still telling us Andy Reid is going to retire after that Eagles Super Bowl.
From the 913, the Knicks front office and the Colorado Rockies.
Ooh, those are good.
And then from 816, Screaming A. Smith is the most annoying sports media guy. He's universally hated.
He makes $400 million, though, right?
Yeah, he does.
I'll be universally hated for $400 million. I have no problem with that. No problem with that. People think calling us like Skip Bayless is an insult. That guy was making $4 or $5 million a year. Fine by me.
Estimated Parsons will be 45 a year. Garrett right now, 40 a year. So
he's
Trey Hendrickson.
For 40.
Yeah, so Trey Hendrickson, 38, 40. He wants that range.
And at 31 years old, I mean, like, there has to be, like, that happy medium. Like, dude, we want to pay you, but you're 31!
So maybe the Bengals aren't as dumb as we think.
Now, it's the rookie, too. I'm not even talking about the Trey Hendrickson.
The Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, the Shamar Stewart stuff. I mean, that's right there. That's where you get the black eye as an organization.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But that organization has had a black eye for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is nothing new. This is par for the course with this organization right now. They stink.
Speaking of par for the course, when they stink, the fans come out. They have reached out to Twitter and some of them to myself about these Royals struggles. We get into that as Mac reads fan suggestions and complaints on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.